The battle began February 16, 2010. Texas Governor Rick Perry is holding a news conference to tell what he and Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott were doing to head off what he said would be an economic calamity.
Today, the state of Texas is taking its challenge to the EPA. This legal action is being taken to protect the Texas economy and the jobs that go with it.
For the next 3 years, Texas and some other states and industry groups would fight the Environmental Protection Agency's new rules to reduce air pollution called greenhouse gases that are linked to climate change. The rules could cost power plants and other big emitters of pollution potentially billions of dollars nationwide for new equipment. But as the battle was waged, many states went ahead and began the process to issue air pollution permits based on the new rules, so industries that wanted to expand or build new plants could do so. But not Texas. David Doniger with the Natural Resources Defense Council in Washington said that caused problems.
Initially, Texas refused to operate the program, which left manufacturers, power plant developers, anybody with big factories they wanted to expand, completely in the lurch because you cannot build those things unless there is somebody there to write the permits.
Since Texas refused to write the permits, the federal EPA stepped in and said it would do it out of its regional office in Dallas. But the permit applications began piling up by the dozens. The EPA was taking much longer to process them than the time it usually took Texas environmental regulators to process air pollution permits. And in federal court, Texas wasn't winning, but rather had to keep appealing its case to higher courts. The greenhouse gas challenge is now in the U.S. Supreme Court. It agreed to hear arguments early next year on some of the legal issues involved, but left untouched the general notion that if the EPA wants to regulate greenhouse gases, it can. John Fehner speaks on behalf of big power plant companies in Texas that need the pollution permits to build new plants. Have the lawsuits filed by Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott done the industry more harm than good?
You know, I'm going to leave the Attorney General to speak for himself on his taking the action. We certainly did not object to it, but the fact of the matter is the Supreme Court had ruled that EPA was going forward.
So like them or not, the industry urged the Texas legislature to authorize state environmental regulators to begin issuing the greenhouse gas permits, which they are now in the process of doing. Attorney General Abbott is now running for governor. His office declined our request for an interview, but in an email said, while it's great to have Texas regulators enforcing the new rules, that doesn't make the rules any less offensive to Texas. Quote, EPA's greenhouse gas regulations are the arbitrary and illegal actions of a runaway bureaucracy. That is why we have fought the EPA's greenhouse gas regime, and that is why we will continue to do so, end quote. But why, is the question some environmentalists are asking. Elena Kraft is a toxicologist in Austin who has advised the EPA and is with the group, the Environmental Defense Fund.
I think, you know, Texas just worked itself into a no-win situation. It was unclear how they ever thought that pursuing these actions would lead to some beneficial outcome for business or for anybody else, for public health for that matter.
At last count, some 80 power plants, refineries, and petrochemical operations in Texas have applied for the greenhouse gas permits and are in various stages of getting approval so they can start doing business. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.